This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Last night, decent football. Do you like the doubleheader? I hope you do, because we have a doubleheader coming up next Monday night on the mothership. You got one good game, right? You got the Eagles and Tampa Bay, both undefeated. By the way, then you got the Rams against the Bengals, but then Joe Burrow might not play in that game. Maybe we don't have a good game coming up between those two on Monday night. Steelers beat the Browns by four. They also, Browns losing the game, and Nick Chubb done for the season. Saints beat the Panthers, and the Saints are now 2-0. Patrick Mahomes got a new deal, and I thought it was really brilliant of his management to just go, let me just hold on here. Let me see. Justin Herbert got paid. All right. Joe Burrow got paid. Lamar Jackson got paid. Okay. Ownership, my guy just won the Super Bowl for you. We'd like to freshen things up a little bit. Sure, we can do that. So Patrick Mahomes got paid. I don't know if you have any pushback, if you're the Chiefs ownership, where you go, well, wait. Because any contract that I negotiated or I was involved in, they'd always say, yeah, but, and then they would put out something that I needed to do or I didn't do or I should do more. I don't think you could do that if you're the Hunt family. You're going, okay, how much? Okay, yep, absolutely. Because whatever it is, it's still going to be a bargain. But Kansas City's going to have to rely on him even more so, it feels like, this year, and or at least so far. The offense hasn't been there yet, but, you know, at what point do you say, this is what this offense is going to look like? Because we're talking about it now, and we could replay this in 10 weeks from now, and we might be sounding silly. Or we might be right on target, where it's like, okay, not as good of offensive line. Travis Kelce coming back. Chris Jones had a big impact this past weekend here. What about the other players? Running game, those kind of things. And are they able to sort of refresh that and come back and be the Kansas City Chiefs we've come to expect? Yes, Heaton.
It's funny, even in a year that Patrick Mahomes looks more human than he ever has in his career, he still gets a monster deal.
Yeah. Well, they're banking on him being able to continue to do this, no matter who they put in there. You know, it's almost getting like the Tom Brady treatment of, hey, Tom, you got to make good with what we got there. Wait, who are these guys? Well, just do your best, you know. You got the greatest coach in history right there. Yeah, I wish he was a better GM. Get me some talent here. Mahomes has been lucky, fortunate, to have an offensive-minded head coach and some skilled position players. And, of course, he's wonderful as well.
His contracts right now feel like compounding interest. Like, he doesn't even just, like, he just keeps, all right, this contract is just going to make you more money on the next one, which is going to make you more money on the next one. It just keeps rolling.
Sunday night, it'll be T.J. Watt and the Steelers taking on Jimmy Garoppolo and the Raiders. Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. DraftKings has updated over-under win totals. Who do you think has the highest over-under win total, according to DraftKings? Marvin, I'll start with you.
My Niners.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Then we have one, two, three teams who are tied at 11.5 wins, over-under. Seton?
Eagles, question mark?
The Eagles. Where are the Eagles? They're not even in here.
What? This is flawed.
It is. Where's Ray? Tell me what the Eagles over-under is.
Come on, Ray. Ray's having a bad week here. I heard him get yelled at on the gambling podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he screwed up.
Yeah, because he messed up. And then he's like, no, it's your guys' fault. And then he's like, oh, no, it's
no,
me.
It's mine.
Yeah.
Chiefs. Dolphins. Cowboys. 11.5 wins. The Eagles have to be there or... Yeah, I don't have the over-under for the Eagles.
They're deleted? They're not even on there?
I don't know what's going on. The Bills are 10.5. Let me see anything else interesting here. Did you hear from Picture Day, Ray?
I sure did, Dan. 11.5 for the Eagles.
Okay. Is there a reason why it wasn't on the sheet?
I'm going to be looking for an answer right now.
Okay.
I'm going to yell at him via DM.
Okay. Early Coach of the Year odds. Marvin, I'll start with you. He is not in the top five. He doesn't coach the Cowboys.
I'm changing my answer. Mike McDaniel.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Whoa.
Then it's the coach of my Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith.
Where's Dan Campbell? The line was fucking so great this season.
DC's got to be up there, doesn't he?
John Harbaugh and Dan Campbell, same odds. And then Matt LaFleur of the Packers.
Bob Saleh not getting any love?
Yeah. Okay.
Bob Saleh.
Bob.
Hey, Bobby.
Bobby.
Which NFL team will be the last undefeated team? Todd?
The last undefeated team will be the Niners.
They're second. Paulie?
You notice how Todd repeated your question?
Yes, because he didn't. Yeah, I know
but
that.
But I heard it. I know.
I'm glad you were listening.
I was stalling to look at the 2-0
team.
I'm teams.
Glad that you were listening.
11.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess.
What was the question I asked?
Favorite child or something?
No. Are you their favorite? Favorite child?
Are you your mom's favorite child?
Yeah, I should have definitely said absolutely.
But then you didn't hear the question, but you answered it.
Like, I answered it right, but I answered it kind of like hedging my bets.
The Eagles are the odds-on favorite to be the last undefeated team. Then the Niners, Cowboys, Ravens. And then the Dolphins. So I don't know what any of this means, but it did take up about 4 minutes. What do you have, Marvin?
Hey, Dan, Ray's got an answer.
To what?
Why they couldn't
put the Eagles on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he could only do the interesting teams, he was told.
Whoa. Who told him that? Because it wasn't me.
Wasn't me neither.
I can't fire Ray right now.
Wait until like Friday after the gambling podcast.
Thursday after the gambling podcast. He doesn't even get meat Friday.
Gotcha.
Is he even a full-time employee?
Not anymore.
Yeah. He had a good run.
Yeah, great run.
Yeah. Picture Day Ray. Looks like Jared Goff. Yeah, Paul.
I have a question off last night's games. Now, they weren't that exciting or that good. Are any of the four teams that played last night even close to threatening to make the Super Bowl?
Threatening.
Could you see any of the four teams in any scenario making the Super Bowl this year from last night?
Well, I think the Saints, because they could win their division and home and have a home playoff game. I don't see Cleveland or Pittsburgh winning that division. Carolina certainly isn't. I guess by the process of elimination, I'd say the Saints. But
You don't sound like you believe it in any way.
No, I don't. No.
Could you see Cleveland riding the ship, or is the Nick Chubb thing too painful?
Literally.
Yeah.
It's just a pretty competitive, it's a balanced division. I don't think you have a bad team. You may not have a great team, but you have, I think Baltimore has the potential to be great. I'm just not sure about the Steelers' offense. I like the defense. The Browns, I'm just not sure of, you know, what we're doing, expecting to see with Deshaun Watson there. Then you lose Nick Chubb. But the Bengals without Joe Burrow for a little while. Yeah, I don't see anybody threatening about out of any of those teams. Let's see. Poll question for the final hour, Seton, if you want to freshen up what we had last hour and let us know what the end results. I thought they were interesting results.
Yeah. We were talking about should TV broadcasts show, you know, replays of gruesome injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's still split. Well, now it's 52-48. Yes, they should.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
So off the Nick Chubb hit last night, it was Minkah Fitzpatrick on the hit, correct? A lot of people were discussing it, the hit and things like that. Like Ryan Clark from ESPN was discussing it, saying it was a clean hit. And then Nate Burleson from CBS saying it was not a clean hit. And that's an example of where a replay would really illuminate what happened on the play. Was it a dirty hit? Was it low? Was he Nick Chubb being held up and another guy comes in low when he's unprotected? But since there's no replay, the story is just you have to go find it for yourself.
But also you're giving two different answers from one a defensive player and one an offensive player. Nate Burleson, a former wide receiver, said it was a dirty hit. Ryan Clark, a defensive back, saying it wasn't. Yes, Eden.
I mean, I've never played football. But we just had somebody on recently, I forget who it was, but you're taught to aim for the thighs, right? That, to me, the difference between when everybody is moving so fast and you
Notre Dame's coach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's who it was.
Yes.
Yeah. You aim for the thighs. Everybody is moving so fast and you throw yourself at somebody's thighs, it's very likely that you could hit a knee.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem all that crazy to me. I didn't think it was a dirty hit.
Well,
I just think the result of it was really awful, but it didn't seem like it was dirty to me.
Sometimes we look at a hit and we think that there's something nefarious to it, depending on what the result is, the outcome of it is, where, you know, somebody gets really hurt and you go, oh, was that a dirty hit? I didn't think in the moment it was. I thought it was just a football play. But, you know, if we had kind of a closer look, then maybe we would have seen something different there. But at, you know, my first glance, I didn't think so. Yeah, Paul.
Nate Burleson of CBS said, the problem is Minkah Fitzpatrick is a veteran DB who torpedoed Chubb's leg while he was already being taken down by another defender. And he went through all the, you know, back and forth of what you'd say on it. Another example is like, we showed the Aaron Rodgers injury 15 times. Now, it wasn't gruesome. Even though his Achilles was rolling up his leg, you couldn't see it, and it was not that off-putting. It didn't look like a harsh play. But that you saw 15 times because it was a star player being hurt.
Now, Nate Burleson goes on to say in his tweet, I will leave all defensive players with this. Would you hit your own teammate like that in a live scrimmage? That's a rhetorical question because the answer should be no. So keep that in mind the next time you think about aiming at someone's knees during a game. Well, there's a lot of hits that you wouldn't do on your teammate, but you would do the opponent. I mean, is he saying that Minkah Fitzpatrick wanted to injure Nick Chubb?
He even says that. He goes, I don't know Minkah well enough to call him dirty, so I won't. He said it's reckless for a veteran to hit someone like that.
Well, okay, that's semantics. It's reckless. Is he a dirty player? Is he known as a dirty player? If a defender goes high and a player gets concussed, he's dirty. If a defender goes low and a player gets a lower injury, he's dirty. Where can he hit a runner then, y'all? I mean, sheesh. The growing softness of this game and the sensitivity of those who watch it saddens me. Is this the Ryan Clark? Yeah, Ryan Clark saying this.
Yeah, that's Ryan Clark's initial post about it this morning.
Yes.
Ryan of ESPN.
The growing softness of this game and the sensitivity of those who watch it saddens me. All right. A little back and forth there. Yeah, I don't think you can say, would you do this in a live scrimmage against one of your teammates? Well, no. Of course you wouldn't. But that doesn't mean that he went out of his way to try to injure Nick Chubb. And I don't know if Minka Fitzpatrick ever been singled out as a dirty player? Is he a headhunter? I don't know. But you are getting two perspectives, one as a former defensive back, one as a wide receiver. Yeah, see.
I don't really understand what's so soft, though, about not wanting concussions and blown out knees. Sounds reasonable to me, not soft, but.
Well, the concussion part of it, you know, that has nothing to do with being soft. I think trying to blame this on Minka Fitzpatrick with, you know, his hit, because he wouldn't hit one of his teammates in a live scrimmage. I think there's a disconnect between those two. But, yeah, getting concussed doesn't mean you're soft. Yes, Paul.
Minka Fitzpatrick, a handful of times in his career, was called for illegal hits to the head, a defensive player. He was not one on Higgins from the Bengals. He was not fined for that, but it was discussed. But he doesn't have, like, a long history of being fined.
Yeah, all right. I like the debate there. Todd, get both of them on and see if they want to debate.
Why not?
Yeah.
It seems like there's such a fine line between dirty or not.
Well, there are dirty players.
Definitely.
But then it feels like no matter what a defensive player does, he can't win. And even when he does win, they change rules so he can't win. They want all this offense. They want to protect everybody. You can't protect everybody all the time. And this might have been just one of those situations where, hey, you know, kind of the wrong place, wrong time, and the wrong result. Maybe I aimed here, and I went lower than that. You know, defensive players talk about hitting a quarterback. I got to hit you in the size of a mailbox. That's about it. And I got to be careful when I bring you down. And then I can't slam you, and I can't land on top of you, and I can't, you know, basically I have to cradle you and then lay you on the ground. That's the soft part of the NFL right there. Because now you're saying, yes, we must protect these quarterbacks. We don't care about the defensive player. Even with offensive linemen, we're letting them line up a couple of yards off the line of scrimmage. We're giving you a head start because they're not athletically able to keep up with these edge rushers. Now, they haven't come up with a rule yet for Micah Parsons, but they will. They will. Anybody who wears number 11, they have to count one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi before they go and try to sack the cornerback. Yeah, Paul.
I remember a bunch of years ago, we had Hines Ward on, the former Steelers wide receiver. I think you asked him, would you rather take a hard shot to low or high? He said high. He goes, if I get a concussion, I'm out a week. If you hit me in my knees, I'm out a year.
Yeah.
And he goes, and everyone would say the same thing. That was Hines Ward.
We'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Are we going to go with the new poll question, final hour, Seton?
Yeah, we're actually going to put up there who has more leverage, Shohei Ohtani or Patrick Mahomes?
All right. We'll take a break. Back after this. I went out and turned on one of the Traeger grills, and I put on Super Smoke because I have a package of hot dogs.
Hot.
Yeah. So I brought in some buns.
Hot Dog Tuesday?
Yeah, I had them at home, and then my wife goes, do you want to bring these in for the guys? And I said, yeah. And then I forgot to turn on the Traeger grill, so I put on Super Smoke, and I've got it firing up right now, and put the hot dogs on, and maybe we'll have like a post-dog or something like that.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Traeger. Traeger has a grill for you. Join the Traegerhood. I like that you're now listening because I had something I was talking about.
What about
food.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. Traeger's now offering up to 20% off select grills, up to 15% off select accessories for military members, first responders. Go to Traeger.com. Don't wait any longer to add that Traeger to your dream deck. Head over to Traeger.com and you'll find the grill that's perfect for you. Learn more about the new discount offerings. And don't forget, make sure you use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout for free shipping. Happy grilling from Traeger.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. DanPatrick.com. Available at 6 Eastern every day. Recaps everything we did on the show, and also we'll give you a heads up. You'll be first in line for the next batch of moonshine. All right. Shohei Ohtani's leverage is what now? He cleaned out his locker. The Angels, I don't know, they said there's an explanation as to why he did this, that we shouldn't read too much into it, but I don't know all the details, haven't heard any update on that, but Ohtani done for the year, and let the game begin, the games begin of who is going to go after Shohei Ohtani, and this is what's going to happen. You know, I'm hearing that he could be interested in Boston. Okay. I'm here in Seattle. You know what I'm hearing? I'm here in San Francisco. I'm going, okay. People are hearing a lot of things here. Jeff Passan, who covers baseball for the Mothership, will join us tomorrow about this. But how much leverage does he have now? Patrick Mahomes had a lot of leverage with the Kansas City Chiefs. He just won a Super Bowl, just won the this game in Jacksonville. And not that that's a big leverage point, but wanting to be paid commensurate to being the best player in football, and you got these other quarterbacks who got paid in the offseason, then he goes in. And how long do you think those negotiations took? 10 minutes? Five? Just give us the number, and we'll agree to that as we move forward. Shohei Ohtani, okay, he's not going to be able to pitch next year, but what's his leverage there? Is he still a $600 million player? Is he now a 400 with incentives to be a 600 million? He's got less leverage, in my opinion, just because of the injury here. Yeah, Paulie.
According to Buster Olney of ESPN and others, he cleaned out his locker. It wasn't like he stormed off, as some of the headlines suggested. Yeah. It's more so that he's not playing, so he doesn't need all his gear in his locker. He's going to be around the facility, around the team, but he's expected to have surgery as soon as possible, if he has surgery. They still said an alternative procedure is being looked at, but they expect surgery.
Okay, but do you need to clear out your locker?
From what I read, it's not so much as like, I'm out of here.
But why are you cleaning up? What was in there where you go, yeah?
His day-to-day playing gear was in his locker, and he gave it back to the team. Like, they wash it every night. They put it in. They schedule it.
But he knows how this is going to look.
Right.
His agent knows how this is going to look. And that's probably what people are running with. Okay. Who in the room thinks that Shohei Ohtani is an angel next year? There would be no hands being... Paulie says now, yes. Okay.
Yeah, they may overspend if they see the landscape of what they have without him. They can't trade him now. So now they're bad and unwatchable when they were used to be just bad.
Okay, but they still have Mike Trout.
And what, a couple more years of good Mike Trout?
Yeah, but you got Mike Trout. Are you going to... Okay, if you trade Mike Trout... Then you're not trying to re-sign Shohei Ohtani, right? I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Unless you go, yeah, we can keep him. He's more of a draw. We can make money off him more than we can Mike Trout. And we can get rid of whatever the $250 million or $300 million that we still owe Mike Trout. And we can use that money to re-sign Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, I don't know how much leverage he has. And how many teams are going to go, we still want you to be a two-way player? Yeah, Paulie.
I have another athlete on the who has the most leverage list. He is not Ohtani. He is definitely not Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams of USC. Mm-hmm. Bear with me. He could go back to college, probably get a big raise from his NIL partnerships. So that's an option, which it didn't used to be before, where he could make $10 million. He can go pro. He could pull a Eli Manning and get away with it. Let's say, for example, extreme situation, the Chicago Bears get the first pick of the draft, and they're going to take Caleb Williams. If I were Caleb Williams, I wouldn't even think about going to the Bears. Okay. So there's a guy who seems to have a lot of leverage as he is right now.
But also, if you say, I'm going to go back to USC, you want to get into your first contract, get through your first contract. He's going to make, what, $35 million? He's going to get a signing bonus. I mean, he's passing up a lot of money. Let's say he doesn't want to go to the Bears, and he goes back, or he says, I want you to trade me. I don't want to play, but I'm coming out. I mean, I would still want to get into my first contract, get paid, and it feels like the longer you stay in college, the more we nitpick, the more we look at the flaws. Look at all these quarterbacks who did it. They stayed one more year, and then everybody started to slice and dice them. Yeah, Seton.
Caleb Williams, I'm seeing that his NIL value right now is like $2.6 million.
That's it?
After a quick Google search, that's what I'm pulling up. 2.6 or 26 million.
I would think that it'd have to be over $5 million.
Even if it's $10 million, would you rather have $10 million playing for USC or $26 million in your pocket playing for the Bears?
I'd rather go to the NFL.
I'm taking that $26 million every single time.
Yes. I mean, I'm going to the Bears. Okay, I don't like that. But I am getting into that contract. I am getting paid. And you have leverage to say, I'm not going to go and play for Chicago. I want you to trade me. And then leave it up to them, to see if they blink. And they do trade you. But he has leverage. But there's nothing like, going into the NFL, the number one pick, getting that signing bonus, getting ready, instead of going back to USC, and you're going into the Big Ten. Competition's going to get better. Although the Pac-12, they've been great. What, they have 8 teams in the top 25? That's pretty good. Nathan in Dayton. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. The Nick Chubb injury got me thinking of the most gruesome injury I can remember seeing. About 5 or 6 years ago, if you can remember, the Bears tight end, Zach Miller, suffered a very horrific knee injury. And not only was it, you know, horrific visually to look at, but he ended up severing an artery in his leg and almost had his leg amputated. I think the doctor said he was within 10 minutes of them not being able to save his leg. And the worst part about it, from a viewer's standpoint, was that it was a touchdown play and it was under review. So they kept replaying it over and over and over again. It was terrible.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, he almost lost his leg on that. We had him on. I don't know how long it was after that, but I think a couple of months after the surgery. And it, you know, it's weird when you're watching yourself getting injured. If you've ever been injured, you know, chances are there was nobody videotaping that. But imagine if you're an athlete and that's played over and over and over and over, reliving that. I mean, Joe Theismann has to relive that all the time when LT broke his leg. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to that Miller injury, he's right. That play was a touchdown and was under review. So they had to show it a couple times on TV because they were showing the fans what was being reviewed. The worst one I ever saw, to the point where I've never gone back and looked at it, the former South Carolina running back Marcus Lattimore, when he destroyed his leg in a game. He was such a good young running back, big pro career ahead
of
him.
That was tough.
That was, I think it was against Tennessee. I'm not sure. And I can't go back and look at that one. Yeah, I don't even like being reminded of
it. Well, also, you're reminded of what could have been for this running back. He would have been a first-round draft pick. He was a wonderful talent. And then you see it go away just like that. Now, you know, Willis McGahee, when he got hurt in the national title game against Ohio State, was still a first-round draft pick by Buffalo. That one was, you saw it, but we were on the sidelines. And I can, the angle that I had, it looked like his leg bent back the wrong way, that how he was hit. And it at first I thought, okay, he just hyperextended his knee. And then you realize that, you know, he'd blown it out. But, you know, he got taken in the first round. And I think he got insurance that day before he got hurt. But then you don't get the money if you're not able to play, do you?
Yeah, Willis McGahee, in Miami, he did sign a deal. I got the Darren Revelle story from years ago. He signed it that day. It was for catastrophic injury. Like, he wouldn't drop in the draft. Like, if he went in the third round, he can't get paid. If he never played a down of football again, he could have cashed out for, I think, $2 million.
Okay.
Or, you know, but his agent did a good job getting him up in the draft.
Brent in Iowa. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. 59165. I do want to wish Seton a happy early 3-year anniversary of Brocktoberfest.
Okay.
But getting to my question, there was a minor incident at the Ohio-Iowa State game Saturday when a fan yelled to Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell that he was on the hot seat. Campbell turned around and tried confronting the guy, only to be held back by his players and some security. I was just curious if you thought Campbell was taking a little too much heat for this, or if he just reacted like any of us would if they were said something like that.
Well, he can't act the way any of us would, and I'm going to, you know, exclude me, but just regular, you know, fan who was there. He's the head coach. You don't want your players to do it. I mean, okay, you got a fan who says you're on the hot seat, and you want to confront him? Man, you got to get a thicker skin than that. Yeah, Paul.
He's a great example of a guy who was white hot.
Oh, boy.
Everybody wanted to hire him.
Might have missed his opportunity.
May have missed his window.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he on the hot seat?
They're 1-2, Iowa State. They were 4-8 last year.
Yeah.
Long way from the Cheez-It Bowl of 2021.
And no Brock Purdy.
Nope.
Although Seton was on the Brock Purdy bandwagon.
Heck yeah.
Pretty early.
Yeah. Pretty early.
Pretty early.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know if he was a sophomore or a junior or something. It was early, though, and he just torched West Virginia. And I was like, this kid's winning the Heisman. Maybe not this year, but definitely next year or the year
one
after.
Of these years, he's going to win the Heisman.
He is winning the Heisman.
That was 2019 Brocktoberfest. It's when he was a sophomore. He had 27 touchdowns and 9 picks. It's coming out party.
Yes, Todd.
Now, just going back to Campbell, how long does it take, like, the Kevin Durant when you don't have a thick skin to acknowledge it? That's exactly what they want. When they're screaming at the players, why would you ever turn around or acknowledge that?
I don't know what precluded that, preceded
that's all
they
want. They want to know that you heard them, and then you've upset them.
I am dumbfounded that he would want to confront somebody who said, you're on the hot seat. Yes, Seton, you were going to say?
But didn't you ever just want to, like, sometimes you just got to tell people. You know what I mean? This is like this idea that you're able to just ignore everything and shed all of these insults off of you. Every once in a while, you're like, you know what? I might get my $10 out of this dude.
You can't confront him. You're the coach.
And I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that there's a very human thing where you're like, you know what? I'm going to let this dude know real quick that I heard him.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Yell back at him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah.
Hey, you stop that. Like, okay, who cares? Like, you're the coach. He wants you to engage with him. Yes, Todd.
That's why I don't understand it. You could have the greatest comeback to the guy's face or on social media. You could have the perfect line to stick it to that person. It's still going to end up being petty and negative, and there's just not a lot to gain there. It's like, oh, I got a rise out of him. I'll just keep going after him.
Thank you, Todd. All right, Marv.
That's like when I do something petty and you tell me I'm better than that. No, I'm not better than that. You might be better than that. I'm not. Somebody on damp on one of our social media, oh, Marvin sucks. Cool. As long as you don't think my music sucks, then we're going to have a problem.
You can't engage. You just can't. Oh. I know you want to, but you can't. You know, the best way to respond would have been scoreboard, but you couldn't. So I'm really surprised that that would bother him.
I'm pointing to the scoreboard of life.
Same. The guy who signs my checks likes me, and that's what's important.
Me?
Oh, my mother always says that.
Oh.
Marvin, the person that signs your checks likes you, right? I say, yeah.
I do.
I think so.
Yeah, of course I do.
And she's like, and that's what's important. You're worried about a guy who...
Yeah. Jonathan in Texas. Hi, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Dan.
Hi, Jonathan.
First time, medium time, 5'11", and soft. 190.
Soft.
So I have a mascot idea for Krappensburg State.
Okay.
The brown trouts, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
So far, the winner in the clubhouse, we've gotten a suggestion for a mascot, the Dukes, which
okay.
I think is... It's okay. Just about, that is chef's kiss.
Okay.
The Dukes.
Yeah, we made up our own university, Krappensburg State.
The Krappensburg State Dukes? That is just...
The Dukies.
So good. So good.
If only Deuce Vaughn had played there.
Someone also said the Turtles, which is very clear. I like the Turtles, too.
Sneaky.
Todd said the stool pigeons.
Okay. That's somebody up in a pigeon.
Deep cut.
Okay.
I think those are the only ones that we want to mention, Todd. No, those the other ones aren't funny.
If they win six games, they'll be bowel eligible.
Okay.
Bowel
eligible.
All right.
You wouldn't want to see a cute little Flushy the Toilet? There he goes. There goes Flushy the Toilet. Let's go get a picture
okay.
of him.
Okay, Flushy the Toilet. Walking around in a big costume.
Flushy, get back here. My kid wants to see.
Flushy, come here.
So cute.
Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow? Nick Saban has picked his quarterback. They have a big game coming up this weekend, don't they, Paul? Or do they just have a game? Florida State and Clemson. You have Colorado and Oregon, UCLA and Utah, Alabama hosting number 16, Mississippi.
Hmm.
You have Oregon State against Washington State, Ohio State against Notre Dame. Boy, this is as good as it's been in college football in a long time.
Full slate.
Yeah. Seven games matching ranked opponents here. But Alabama trying to figure out what their offense is, and they have decided on their quarterback. It's not a new quarterback. Is this Jalen Milroe?
Yeah, Milroe. He great runner, spotty passer, exciting player.
Though. Here's Nick Saban talking about his quarterback.
Jalen really showed the leadership that I was looking for. He's had the opportunity to play, so has the other guys. Jalen played the best of all those guys, and so I think he's earned the opportunity to be the quarterback.
Okay, that's it. I don't know if he's the best quarterback. I don't think they have a best quarterback. He has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, but the other two quarterbacks haven't really distinguished themselves, and now you have this big game against Lane Kiffin. Yes, Todd?
Could he just say, you got to understand it's Slim Pickens at the QB spot right now, and you know we're going to go back to him and see what we got. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be great, but he probably would say it something like this. Yeah, we had to go with somebody to play quarterback, so we're going with Jalen right now.
My other quarterbacks are in the pros right now, so I don't know. They already left here.
This is what you guys do, though. You think quarterbacks just grow on trees. You don't understand. We've been working hard, huh? I mean, these guys got NIL now. We can't just get anybody that we want to get.
By the way, since the NFL added playoffs in 1933, 316 teams have started the season 0-3. Six of those 316 have made the playoffs. The last time a team made the playoffs starting out 0-3, the 2018 Texans. And the only team out of the group that was able to win a playoff game, the 1992 Chargers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes. The stat of the day.
Thank you, Darius. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1999, Sammy Sosa became the first major league player to hit 60 home runs twice in a career. And 2002, Tom Gamboa, the coach of the Kansas City Royals, first base coach, was attacked by a man and his son while he was standing near first base. The two fans were arrested and charged with battery. Father and son team.
And that's what happens. You know, you want to take your son to the game, and what do you do when you take your son to the game? You attack the first base coach. I mean, it's a baseball tradition.
They had their shirts off.
Yeah, I love it. And they did it, of course, at Comiskey Park. Yes, Paul?
This day in movie history?
Okay.
Goodfellas was released in 1990.
Overrated.
What? Okay. Are you saying?
You take that back. You take
hill.
That back.
It's a tough hill, Dan.
Overrated.
That is a crazy thing to say.
Okay, we're going to play a little game here. Martin Scorsese, believe it or not, had trouble getting the funds to make Goodfellas. And once Robert De Niro was cast to play Jimmy Conway, he got the funds and everything went well from there. Ray Liotta auditioned for the role and really pursued the role, but there were other people that the studio wanted to play it because Ray was not a household name. De Niro liked him because he was in a movie called Something Wild, which is great, by the way.
That is a
Something
good
Wild. Good flick. So Scorsese wanted him. De Niro wanted him. But here's some people that the studio wanted. Sean Penn, Alec Baldwin, Val Kilmer, and Tom Cruise were all auditioning and pursued, the studio wanted them, for the role of Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
Alec Baldwin's the only one who could have played that.
Young Alec?
I think, yeah.
Sean Penn?
And great actor.
Yeah.
But I still see Sean Penn when I see him play a character. Like, I just see Sean Penn playing a character. He doesn't necessarily disappear.
He's got the right edge, though. To play a role like that.
Oh, yeah, he's got an edge. Yeah. Yeah, he certainly has that. He's quite a romantic guy. I mean, he's always got a lot of girlfriends. He's always got beautiful. He's got a great eye for beauty, that Sean Penn does. Charlize Theron, Madonna was in there. Let's see, who was? Who's Lana Del Rey? She's in there, too. Yeah, I think so. I think Sean Penn.
That's right near Playa Del Rey and Marina Del Rey, I think, Lana Del Rey.
Not bad.
Thank you, Todd.
Robin Wright.
Oh, yeah, Robin Wright. Yeah, Sean Penn's done pretty well. Done pretty well.
More of a curator.
He spent time in jail.
Oh, real jail?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's...
And protesting?
No. He punched a photographer. I think he might have spent 30 days in jail.
Was that like around the Madonna
time? Yeah, Madonna.
Had heard of the...
Yeah. I don't know why he was so angry at the paparazzi. He was dating Madonna. Like, what does he think was going to happen? Yeah, Paul.
I was in a clothing store once called Barney's in New York City, and I looked to my right, and there's Madonna and Sean Penn picking out ties. I didn't talk to either.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. He's jacked. I just saw a picture of Sean Penn.
No, he is.
He's completely jacked.
Yeah. The
guy's like 62.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. This day in sports history, Paul.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Jackie Robinson named Rookie of the Year, 1947. Greg Louganis hit his head on the diving board.
Man, I remember that. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Once deducted.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
He did win. He won the gold medal the next day. Yes, you were going to say?
Well, it's kind of funny to throw this topic out now, but I was just kidding before when I was talking about NIL in Alabama.
Yeah.
Is Alabama down this year because of NIL?
I thought that they would have been up this year. They had a good recruiting year. And didn't Nick Saban say to his boosters a year ago that they basically had to catch up with Texas A&M?
But he did because he was concerned, right? Just the very fact that he had to say we need to catch up to these other schools shows that maybe, I don't know, just throwing out an idea, but maybe NIL is hitting them harder than some other schools spreading talent around.
Jeff in Montana. Hi, Jeff.
Danny, how you been?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there, real quick, I know we're running out of time, although I do want to give the backroom guys a quick shout-out because the 1215 podcast is great. I have an idea for you to consider, and it would be a gift to all of us fans. And that is, I'm sending you an email right now. It would be amazing to have a virtual tour of the Dan Cave. So I've just sent you an example of a museum that has an online virtual tour. We're able to walk through and look at, you know, things that are on the wall and click on it and get the backstory. Having something like that for your man cave would be amazing.
Yeah, we've talked about that, Jeff. Thank you.
I like the way he said amazing.
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 Yeah. We've thought about that. We've talked about that. We have something coming up for the calendar, It's called the Dan Vinci Code, and you'll be able to pick out little little secrets in there, little hints. But, yeah, I'll talk to the French kid. Maybe we can revisit that virtual tour. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Deshaun Watson is no longer on scholarship in terms of giving him some more time to get acclimated with Cleveland.
Seton O'Connor.
John Wertheim's an interesting fella.
Marvin.
C says Alabama, trouble because of NIL.
Paulie.
Mahomes got paid again.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. Starter, continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Have a great day, everybody. And I mean that. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, but wait, there's one more item before we close out this Tuesday show, TireRack.com. They've got all of the great tires that you need, even the ones that Fritzy loves, the Hankook tires. They have a test track at TireRack.com. So they test everything. They give you all the information. And if you also need a personalized tire recommendation, they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That means you have the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Full lineup of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Ultra convenient method here that nobody else does. TireRack.com/Dan. See the Hankook test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.